This is an institution of learning, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen to students, listen to parents.
Oh, we're seniors. This is our year to slack off.
Okay.
Bueller.
Empower us.
The best anti-poverty program around is a world-class education.
This is the civil rights issue of our era.
As we continue our series on public schools in America, let's take you there. A crowd of students passing classes. High schoolers chattering. Traffic jam of adolescents.
Make sure black Adidas jacket with white stripes down the sleeves comes in there. He's trying to escape.
And in the center of it all, with a loud voice and a big radio, is Brandi Brevard, part enforcer, part coach. She's what's called the campus improvement coordinator at Sharpstown High School in Houston, Texas. Brevard and her school are the setting for a new frontline film, Dropout Nation.
Our attendance is really low, and so we're trying to do whatever it takes to get them to know that it's important to be here for homeroom, first period, second period, every period.
Brevard makes sure kids, some with incredible problems who have little interest in school, make it to class, and she fights for them all to graduate.
We look at them all as if they've got a chance to make it, and we try to do whatever we can to support or give them that chance.
It is filmmaker Frank Kuehn's Cameras who found this once notorious dropout factory and spent a semester in the high school focusing on four high-risk students fighting terrible odds, homelessness, or full-time jobs, in addition to simply attending school.
To me, it was surprising how much of their time is taken up by dealing with all the issues that the kids bring to school, issues that aren't problems with school itself. But we expect the schools to fix the problem. We expect the schools to get these kids through and get them to graduation. And to watch how they sort of juggle it and balance it was a revelation to me personally, for sure.
Brandi, how do you make an argument for a kid who clearly on his face doesn't, or her on their face, do not believe the value of graduating from high school?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'd have to say it depends on the kid. In order to reach the students, there's not one argument to convince a kid of how important high school is and graduating and diploma. It depends on the prior knowledge that they bring or what background they have.
So what's your argument for Sparkle and what's your argument for Marco?
For Marco, he wanted to graduate. It was having to work.
I dropped out for a whole semester. I was 17 at the time, 16. And I was like working 40 hours or more a week. And I didn't get up to like 3 in the morning, 2 in the morning, got home like around 4 or 5. Then I'd sleep for like 3 or 4 hours.
And so the argument begins to take into shape of what kind of job can you have that you can still go to school and you can still finish. For Sparkle, it's a whole nother issue. Sparkle's a very smart individual and she wanted to graduate, but there's a lot of issues that kind of got in the way.
Sometimes it ain't easy to get up and go to school because you don't want to be around everybody with your problem. It really is. When you ain't got nobody there, I'm doing all this by myself, on my own.
So it's dealing with, you know, where she's going to eat and sleep at night. And then it's kind of once you get all of that taken care of, the going to school and doing your work, getting a high school degree kind of comes after that. You know, Sparkle is not with us and she's moved on to Dallas. We didn't get the opportunity to help her in as many ways as I think we would have liked.
Brandi Brevard is campus improvement coordinator for Sharpstown High in Houston, Texas. Frank Kuehn, the dropout rate is a statistic in the United States. The numbers are just numbers. As you observed what went on in this high school and the production of this film, I mean, the problem of the dropout is in each individual face. What's that like as a filmmaker?
Well, I mean, that's exactly the quandary that we faced going into this. The broad assignment that we had was, you know, do a film about the dropout crisis. And, you know, my first reaction was, what dropout crisis? And then as we, you know, started to research it, it is so big and so amorphous. And when you get right down to it, it's exactly what Brandi just said. There's no one solution. Everything is sort of tailored to the individual. Something like a million kids are leaving school every year, and that's a million different situations, a million different problems, and a million different potential solutions. And it is an enormous, overwhelming job.
It's sort of great for a filmmaker to have this heroic school standing in trying to keep these kids from dropping out. But isn't it really the responsibility of society at large, to governments, institutions, to make an argument for the value of school that is so overwhelming that it's not just up to Brandy to do it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But that's where the responsibility tends to fall, you know, and it's a tremendously unfortunate thing. You know, we interview one of Brandy's colleagues in the film, and she was listing through all the things they do that aren't related to teaching. I mean, very little of this film takes place in the classroom, you know, and she confesses that we're really not qualified to do these things. We're not counselors. We're not therapists. We're not, you know, addiction specialists, you know, and all these things that they're expected to be. And, you know, I mean, if that's the job of a teacher, and I think Brandy might agree that in Sharpstown that is the job of a teacher, and maybe we need to have a discussion of what we actually expect from our schools.
Brandy Brevard, your track record isn't 100%, right?
No.
How do you keep from feeling that each one of those individuals is a personal failure on some level?
It's funny that you asked me that. I swear, I think Frank asked me that 10 times over the course of 4 or 5 months. I have to be able to get to the point where I know that I did everything I could for that child.
Did you ever meet any of the kids you tried to help on the outside long after high school, and did they recognize you?
Oh, yeah. I have a Facebook page of over, you know, 150 kids that have been students or that I've worked with in my job in education, and I still keep in touch with them. Some of them, you know, have kids. I have one this year that she herself became a teacher. So I try. I mean, that's, I think, the biggest reason I use Facebook is to keep in touch with previous students.
Even the ones who dropped out?
Yes.
Before we go, Frank Kuehn, how do we, viewing this film, keep from saying to ourselves, well, there's just nothing to be done here?
Well, because I think there is something to be done, and I hope that kind of comes through in the film. Even though a lot of the stories don't work out, a lot of the kids don't triumph in the way that we might want them to, you can see in this film what a difference a small group of dedicated people can make.
That's Frank Kuehn, producer of the film Dropout Nation, which airs tonight on Frontline, produced by our partner WGBH in Boston. We also heard from Brandy Brevard, campus improvement coordinator for Sharpstown High in Houston, Texas. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.